Welcome to the Irish Distillers Tasting Club, a six-part series for whiskey lovers or anyone who's interested in learning more about the Irish whiskies we produce at Midleton Distillery, County Cork. I'm Ger Garland, and I will be your host for the series. Over six episodes, I will chat to many of my colleagues, true masters of their crafts, to bring our products to life for you. From flavours and aromas to cask selection, and the wonderful stories behind each product, we will share insights into how we create some of the world's most enjoyed Irish whiskies. In episode 3, I talk to Brian Nation, master distiller at Irish Distillers. Brian has joined the ranks of some legendary figures of Irish whiskey, such as master distiller emeritus Barry Crockett. In his role, he is responsible for producing a whiskey which is often referred to as the pinnacle of Irish whiskey. That whiskey is, of course, Midleton Very Rare. Hiya, Brian. How are you?
Hi, Ger. I'm very good.
Brian, we'll start off by asking you a bit about what you do here on a day-to-day basis in Midleton Distillery as head distiller.
Okay, Ger. Well, my role as master distiller of Midleton Distillery is quite varied. In that I'm responsible for the quality of all the new distillates that we make on site here, be it in the main plant or in our micro distillery. But every day creates a different type of challenge, whether it's looking at the efficiency of the brewing or the distillation or new product development and innovation down in our micro distillery. It's a, you know, it's a very exciting place to be. It's a very exciting role, and I really love what I do.
So your role is essentially to be in charge of the distillation of one of the biggest whiskey brands in the world. It must be a very specialised area to get involved in. How do you become head distiller of a distillery like this?
Well, it initially was by accident. Yeah. My background is chemical and process engineering. I would have always thought I would have ended up in a pharmaceutical plant or an oil refinery. I worked in both for very short periods of time. Whereas I enjoyed them, but I felt that there was something more that I could do, and an opportunity came up in the distillery here in Midleton, and I took it and joined for the first year initially as an environmental engineer. Then I moved into working in projects, and in 2002 I started working in production, and that's really when my relationship with the then master distiller Barry Crockett began to develop. And I effectively worked with Barry through the whole brewing, fermentation, distillation process for effectively 11 years, and finally took over from Barry as master distiller in 2013.
So you mentioned Barry there, and Barry and yourself both worked on a whiskey which I would call the pinnacle of Irish whiskey. It's an elegant, beautiful whiskey, Midleton Very Rare, and there's not many people with their signature on a bottle of whiskey, and your signature is on a bottle of Midleton Very Rare for the last number of years. Maybe you might talk to me a little bit about Midleton Very Rare and what it means to you and how you were first introduced to it by Barry, and now you're the person that is responsible for it.
Well, I suppose firstly, having the opportunity to work with Barry, who effectively was not just an icon of Irish whiskey, but an icon of world whiskey, was fantastic. And, you know, he had so much experience and so much knowledge. I was very fortunate to be trained by someone like Barry. Barry established Midleton Very Rare in 1984. And really the idea behind Midleton Very Rare was to really showcase the quality of the distillate that we produce here at Midleton, but also the quality of the wood management and cask profile that we have at the distillery. And so in 1984 was the first bottling of Midleton Very Rare, and each year there's a single bottling. Mm-hmm. And it's known as the Master Distiller Selection, because what it is basically us as master distiller going into the warehouse, picking the casks that, you know, that are maturing a little bit better than the norm, or better than the norm, and rather than having them subsumed into a bigger batch of whiskey, we tend to put them to side and leave them to become a bottling for Midleton Very Rare at some point in time. So the ages of the whiskies have really extended over the years. So if you can imagine, in 1984, there was a range of whiskies from 1975 up to 84 available. Mm. Or not even 84, the oldest whiskies would have been 1975. But nowadays, we have whiskies that, if you take Midleton Very Rare 2018, there's a whiskey of up to 28 years in it. So there's quite a wide range of ages available for Midleton Very Rare now. and the flavour and taste has evolved over time. But it's not an intentional evolution. It really is deciding on the whiskies that form, or the casks that are used to produce each year's vintage, that ultimately determine the flavour.
Yep.
If you were to check, and if you were to compare Middleton Very Rare from one year to the next, you don't necessarily see a massive difference. You can detect subtle changes. But if you were to do a tasting between each different decade, you would see quite an evolution of the flavour. And Middleton Very Rare has had my name on it since 2014. And, you know, it's something that I'm really proud of. It's a massive achievement to be able to say that your name is on a bottle of whiskey, not a minor bottle of Middleton Very Rare, which truly is the pinnacle of Irish whiskey. So it's something that I'm really proud of.
Well, why don't we have a little taste of Middleton Very Rare, and then you might talk to me about the cast types that are used, and also where your inspiration was for this year's vintage, 2018.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ger.
You're welcome.
Now, for me, as I said earlier, Middleton Very Rare being the pinnacle of Irish whiskey, and us choosing the casks that we feel really are performing better than the norm. For me, 2018 really does showcase the quality of both the pot distillate and the grain distillate. And that's something that we always do with Middleton Very Rare, is that it's actually a combination of both pot still whiskey and grain whiskey. All of the barrels that are used to mature the whiskey are ex-American bourbon barrels. So you always get that vanilla sweetness, that toasted oak. And then you get the contribution of the pot still spices, which is coming from the pot distillate. And those spices tend to be sweet, white flavoured. They tend to be something like cinnamon or clove. You also have some lovely floral citrus notes coming from the actual use of the grain whiskey as well. So let's just nose the whiskey and see if you can detect any of these flavours. So for me, on the nose here, you are getting a lot of that, a nice little top level of floral notes. Then it's beginning to evolve into some zesty citrus type notes. But then you begin to get some herbal notes as well. And for me, it's almost like some rosemary and basil coming in. And then it's sitting on a background of toasted oak and toasted wood. And that's coming from the American barrels itself. On the taste, that initial sweetness follows through. It's a lovely, sweet, almost hint of confectionery type of note, taste on this whiskey. It's lovely and creamy as well, and the creamy element is coming from the pot distillate. You also have, as I'm talking, the flavours are beginning to evolve. So it's moving from sweetness, it's moving now to spices, that cinnamon and clove I spoke about. There's also even some hints of orchard fruits and even some banana coming through. Mm-hmm. And then in the nice little subtle black pepper and toasted oak in the background again. But as we're talking as well, those spices slowly begin to fade. And for me, this whiskey brings you almost through the full spectrum, because you're getting that spice from the pot distillate, you're getting the toasted oak from the wood, but then they all disappear and you're getting back to the barley from where it all began.
It's a really delicious and elegant whiskey. It's very complex as well.
It is, and I suppose that's one of the things when you're putting something like Middleton Very Rare together, you're looking for that balance of flavour, but you're also looking for the complexity. And it's a type of whiskey that as you sit and sip this whiskey, each time you go back, you tend to be able to identify different flavours. And that's a sign of a very, very good premium whiskey.
And you mentioned earlier that it is only aged in ex-American or American oak barrels. Is there a reason for that, or do you find it just is what suits this particular whiskey?
Well, I think when we talk about Middleton whiskies, we talk about a delicate type of whiskey, yeah. Delicate flavour. So what you're trying to do is you're trying to balance the distillate contribution with the wood contribution, and also showcasing, as I said earlier, the quality of the distillates that we make, but also the quality of the wood that we use to mature our whiskey in. And I find that when you use American barrels, and it's historically what we have used for Middleton Very Rare, it's only whiskey that has been matured in ex-American bourbon barrels, what you tend to do is you get that perfect balance of distillate versus wood contribution.
When you're creating the whiskey itself, what sort of process do you go through to identify those barrels that go into Middleton Very Rare?
It's actually a very enjoyable time of the year. It's actually coming up in the next couple of weeks, where basically I will go into the warehouse with Billy, our master blender, and actually start choosing from different casks and taking samples from different casks, and then spending a couple of weeks, because there's no point, this doesn't just happen in a day or two, of actually nosing all of these casks and setting the ones aside then that we want for Middleton Very Rare. And then Billy and myself will collaborate together to make sure that the blend is perfectly right before we send to bottling.
And with Middleton Very Rare, if you were to enjoy it with any particular type of food, would you recommend tasting with maybe some cheese or some confectionery, or would there be anything that you would, you know, think would complement Middleton Very Rare if you were to have some food with it?
I think that the sweetness and the delicateness of Middleton Very Rare, I think it would work very, very well with confectionery. So I think it's a whisky that you would enjoy very well with some sort of dessert. It's not something that I would be very experienced in doing the food pairings, but it's definitely something for me because of the sweetness and the delicacy of Middleton Very Rare that it definitely would work very well with some sort of dessert.
Well, Brian, thank you very much for sharing your knowledge and telling us a little bit about yourself. And sláinte.
Sláinte, Ger. Thank you very much.
I hope you enjoyed hearing my conversation with Brian Nation, Master Distiller at Irish Distillers. Please don't hesitate to leave a review and, of course, subscribe. I've been your host, Ger Garland. Until next time.